According to the website quackwatch.com, colloidal silver, a suspension of submicroscopic metallic silver particles, has been marketed as a medicine against, and we're quoting here, AIDS, cancer, infectious diseases, parasites, chronic fatigue, acne, warts, hemorrhoids, enlarged prostate, and many other diseases and conditions. So it should come as no surprise that colloidal silver has a small following now as a treatment for anthrax. Quackwatch.com notes that the FDA has issued warnings to more than 20 companies whose websites were making illegal therapeutic claims for colloidal silver products. And to those companies that advocate colloidal silver, one might add now one mayor of a Florida town, the town of Howie in the Hills, Florida. Stephanie Erickson, a reporter for the Orlando Sentinel, has written about this. And Stephanie Erickson, who is the mayor of Howie in the Hills, and what does he have to do with colloidal silver?
Well, Robert, his name is Greg Bittner, and he heard about colloidal silver from one of his friends, actually the police chief of the town. He then went on the internet, like a lot of people do, and discovered these websites that tout this colloidal silver as a remedy for all sorts of things, like you mentioned. And he decided to let the town know about this and printed a blurb in a council newsletter that went out to the town talking about it as a simple solution for anthrax. He let the town citizens know that they could go online and purchase generators that make this concoction.
And does it appear that he stimulated some interest in this unorthodox and, I might say, according to many people, a completely spurious cure for anthrax?
He sure has. He stood up at the last town council meeting on October 8th and told the citizens about it there. And actually, a couple citizens said that they had already tried it on various infections in the past and that it had worked.
Well, did the mayor commit the town of Howie Hills to get involved in colloidal silver therapy?
He did buy a $100 generator for himself, and he bought a $100 generator for the town as well. His initial thought was to put it inside the town hall so people could come and drink some of the solution as they wanted. Since the story ran, however, one of the secretaries who works at the town hall is told him that she hopes that he will reconsider because she's afraid there would be a line out the door.
I gather that there actually are noticeable side effects from taking this stuff.
Yeah, the one that the FDA has cited is that if you take this stuff for too long, long-term use, it depends on how much you take, of course, every day, but that can turn your skin blue or ashen gray. So we've had quite a few Smurf jokes around the town lately. And there is one woman who has her own website who has talked about the effect that it's had on her, and she has pictures of her face, which is clearly very gray.
But is the attitude that, whoops, this is the dumbest thing we've ever done, or this is the price we pay for this putative cure or prevention against anthrax?
Well, it's interesting. After this story ran, the town was flooded with calls the next day. A lot of residents or people calling were saying, you know, that this mayor was crazy and he should be arrested. A lot of other people were calling supporting the mayor and saying they had tried it on their pets or on a skin infection in the past and that they believe that that he might be onto something.
Now, I fear that those of us in Washington who read your story, we may be missing the forest for the trees here. Obviously, there's a lot of anxiety in a place like Howie in the Hills about anthrax.
Right, and the town is, I would say, predominantly a retiree community, so a lot of older people, they don't have a lot going on, and they're at home watching the news all day, hearing, you know, one story after another about the anthrax and trying to figure out what they would do if it hit Lake County.
And here was one idea.
Yep.
Well, Stephanie Erickson, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Stephanie Erickson of the Orlando Sentinel spoke to us from Tavares, Florida.